March is known for a lot of things. Spring, St. Patrick's Day, and the buzzer beaters and upsets of the Division I college basketball tournament, known as March Madness. The Division III level might not be as well known as D1, but basketball has a great history here at Wittenberg University. The program holds two national titles and the most all-time wins at the D3 level. For Brian Agler and Alan Watson, college basketball was more than a game.
Brian Agler is the athletic director here at Wittenberg. He was on the 1977 men's basketball team, where as a freshman, he took his team to a national championship. The road to a championship isn't always sunshine and rainbows. Brian Agler discovered this from the moment he stepped on campus in 1976.
And our coaches, they would create adversity in practice. They didn't want to make it easy. They wanted to make it hard and challenge you on a daily basis. And of course, that forced you then to take on what they were giving you, take on the challenge, and then, you know, you learn to deal with it, you learn how to be successful, and then what you see in games isn't new.
The season ended with Wittenberg taking down Oneonta State 79-66 in the national championship, so I'd say these practices paid off. This championship experience would help him on and off the court throughout his college career. Brian Agler would eventually take on a new challenge and give coaching a try. After some time at the collegiate level, he would get his chance to be a professional coach for the Minnesota Lynx of the WNBA. He went on to win championships with the Seattle Storm in 2010 and the Los Angeles Sparks in 2016. He became the coach of the Dallas Wings in 2018, and after 2 years, news broke that the organization and Coach Agler would be going their separate ways. Brian Agler was able to win at every level he was at, from D3 as a player to coaching professional women's basketball. There's some pretty stark differences between playing at the college level and coaching professionally. So, what is the common denominator that led to his success? Sure enough, he credited the adversity he experienced as a player at Wittenberg.
You learn, at least I did here, you learn how to deal with adversity. And why that's important is because you're going to be dealing with it the rest of your life, in all kinds of different ways. And it's so important that you have the mental capacity, the toughness, the resiliency to push through and get through tough times. And hopefully, in most cases when this happens, if you have the ability to do that, it ends up being better on the other side.
Being able to deal with adversity is a major part of life, not only in athletics, but also in your professional career. Whether it's competing for a new position at work, or you just got fired and don't quite know where to go.
Alan Watson was Brian Agler's teammate here at Wittenberg. He studied business and went on to the corporate life after graduation. After a successful career working at GE, he came back to be an assistant coach for the Tigers men's basketball program.
One of the stories that I tell is that when I went to work for a large corporation, there were 30 in my training class. 20 years later, I was a last man standing. Everybody else along the way decided that it wasn't worth it, that getting rode for better performance was too much for them. So, you know, you think about young people today, you're going to have some upsets.
Upsets are something athletes go through every single season. Being able to bounce back from these shows, what you're made of.
You guys probably read about some of the championships I was fortunate to be a part of, but I've been fired several times too. So not only is adversity good for you to go through because you're going to be better on the other side, but you have to learn a lesson going through it.
It's how you react to this adversity that really builds and shows who you are as a person.
And going to the door isn't the best thing all the time. There's some value into learning from, hey, you messed up. It's okay to mess up. That's part of the learning experience. Now, how are you going to react to that, right? And having a great reaction to a tough boss is really an art, right? You got to take that criticism. You don't like criticism. You got to take it. You got to put it in your pocket. You got to go back to the house, got to go back to the car, whatever the case may be, and say, yeah, I didn't do that very well. And be willing to make the adjustments that you need to provide the performance that they're looking for.
After all the success that both men had, we wanted to figure out why they decided to come back to WIT. In a time of uncertainty and adversity for the university, their message may be exactly what people need to hear.
Well, I have a firm belief that you can get to anywhere in the world from Wittenberg, right? About 75% is going to be on you as an individual. We're going to provide the other 25%, right? But we're only going to have you for not 4 years. It's really 3.5. And you get to go home in the summers and yada, 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 right? So the true amount that Wittenberg's touching you, we'll call it 3 years, right? Take the opportunities that present themselves while you're here as a student athlete or as a student and leverage them. Learn. The best thing for me was profs and coaches that told me never quit learning.
I'm back here to help Wittenberg. That's what I want to do. I want to help it. I want to help it be successful and have longevity.
Overcoming adversity can help a person in every aspect of their life. For Brian Agler and Alan Watson, passing this lesson down is the best way for them to further develop the people that make Wittenberg great. Wittenberg's motto reads, "Having light, we pass it on." These two men embrace that and are hoping to teach this lesson to the next generation of students here.